Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Weekday Wednesday, Tucson, Arizona's number one online radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Your host, Bellstar.
And the Cannabis Kid. Our show features news, interviews, and all the latest information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large.
We'd love to hear from you. Please give us a call live at 646-915-8421. You can like us on Facebook, follow us on all social media, or email thctucson@gmail.com.
We'd like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center and Studio Scene, along with our many sponsors, for hosting our show every week. With the lowest price certifications in town, you'll find hemp products, accessories, and all things related to medical cannabis education.
Visit Tumbleweeds Health Center at 4826 East Broadway Boulevard or online at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. And remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and educate.
All right, let's try that again. Welcome to Weekday Wednesday. That was quite the cluster of crap. yeah, although that was just like I'm even calling you guys from. Oh, there we are. All right. Wednesday. Welcome, everybody. Sorry about that. We have a guest coming on this morning, and they're probably like, what the heck happened? I can't get to your show. So let's just tell them that we're finally on now. Anyway, thank you for tuning in to Weekday Wednesday. Tech guy, you are just playing magical jokes again. Anyway, it is Wednesday, August the 21st. Oh, I can't believe it. We're so close to next year already. It's crazy. We'd like to give a shout out to everybody at the park down there. Good morning. Wow. Just going to take a deep breath here. And I tried to get a bong in between all this stuff that's going on. Maybe it would help think about the hot spot. Yay, golf clap for those, because they're coming on there. Maybe Cox has an outage or something, so we're on freezing horizon. Anyway, thank you folks for tuning in, and thanks for technology for kind of being here. And thank you for thank you to Tony Center at 3826 East Broadway Boulevard. Come on down and get certified. We are having some super specials coming up, so check that out. And August 27th, your cards will be good for 2 years. That's right. Wow. And no, we're not raising our prices. There are other certification centers that are already raising prices because of that. We're not doing that. We know there's going to be a whole host of people that are going to come out of the cannabis closet and get certified. It at 75 a year, and geez, if you're on food stamps, it puts it half that, what, 36, 37 bucks? I don't do that, so you guys figure that one out. So yeah, so come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. Walk-ins are guaranteed Monday through Friday, and if you're getting evaluation, you don't have to do a two-day process Monday through Friday either, because we have two doctors on staff now Monday through Friday. Yeah. Come on down. Like I said, huge discounts coming up right now. They're our certifications are $249, $174 if you have food stamps. Very simple process. If you go to our website, check out, you click the contact us button, take a look around and check out what you see, because there is a lot there. We have a lot of different services that we do other than certifications. Obviously, we have a radio show. We'll do a house call for you. So your facility, your home, and you don't want to leave, even if you just don't want to get out of the house, we'll come to you. And depending on how far it is, we'll have a little bit of a travel fee, and we'll take it from there. Patients under 18, we will certify, but you have to have seen two medical doctors, you have to have a caregiver who needs to get fingerprints and pay a $200 state fee. So I'm hoping that caregiver fee will last for the 2 years as well. So that would be really fantastic, because that would really help yours. And then, of course, we do, we interpret for the deaf and hard of hearing. So if you know someone out there that's deaf or hard of hearing and needs an interpreter, we do that. We get lots of folks there that come in. And what else? We've got 249 certifications, 174 if you're on food stamps, $50 valuations if you do not have medical records. And if you go to our website, tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, and check out our certification section, you can see what conditions qualify. PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe trauma, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, I don't need to spell it out, Hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, and I'm just the agitation of Alzheimer's disease. Actually, anything. I was discussing with somebody at the park. I talked about cannabis there, and they were saying, yeah, this person is in the beginning stages of Alzheimer's, and they're just having a hard time. They're angry. They're confused. They're frustrated. They're lashing out. They stopped eating. The behaviors are those that are not typical of what this person that you know is normally like. So just the agitation of Alzheimer's. And dementia goes along with that too. Cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms. All right.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
That's right. Give us a call, 520-838-4430. You can actually email us at dgc@gmail.com. Come on down. Today, CBD daily and cannabis daily for my fibromyalgia, scoliosis, kyphosis, you know, thanks to that. And it works. What is going on? Oh, so there's a great new section on our website called Cannabis. Hold on a moment. Now, can you hear us? I'm hearing that we're not having any sound. Can you hear me now? Now, can you hear me? It seems as though we're turned all the way up. Go ahead and call in to show myself. It looks like that we're on, but now it just might not be the case. I'm getting a message that you are not hearing me at all, which is not a fun thing. So let me just check this out, and maybe what I'll have to do is tune in to or call the host myself. Nope, there we go. We're on. We're on air. You might be having trouble over there, Silver Sister in Grand Island. Welcome, Grand Island. Oh. I heard it loud and clear. So I was hearing echoes of myself. All right. It looks like we have a guest on air here today. And we were reading one of the the initiatives, the most recent that come out in play for Arizona's legalization. But I hear talk about the initiatives already. I hear people super excited, and it's awesome. You should be super excited because legalization in the right way can be a good thing. Now, what I encourage everybody to do, which is why we spend all the time we need to listen to myself fumble through all these big words, but it is so important to read these initiatives because people are just like, oh, legalization, let's do it. And then they vote things in that they might not have known about because they didn't read the full initiative, although that was part of it. So it is super, super, super important to read these things. And we have a guest on air today with us that has read these initiatives and wants to talk about the latest one that we have. So give me one moment here. I am checking some information. Oh, now we're back. Okay. So interesting. So let me check a spot here and make sure if our guest is there. But we do have somebody that wants to come on. So we'll see if this is our guest. So welcome to We Say Wednesday.
Hey. Hello.
Hi, welcome to We Say Wednesday.
Hi there. This is Hans. Is this Bell Star?
Hey. This is Hans. Welcome. How are you?
Hi, Bell. How are you doing today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. My phone is playing tricks on me. It's hard for me to hear what's being said, but I think I can still hear everything that's going on. How you guys doing this morning?
We're doing good. It's just me this morning, Cannabis Kid, out on the trail. Out on the trail. It's just us today. We're just talking about the importance of reading the initiatives all the way through because there's legally allowed to put out a minimum or a maximum of, I think, 150 or 200 words on the initiatives when they go to have you sign them. And some of those can be misleading. What have you been reading out there with the initiatives that we have right now?
Well, misleading is a pretty good word. I don't like the fact that what they do in one of the cases is it's misleading, but it's also a lie by omission. I remember on the couple of years ago when they had the proposition, they at least told the people, they said, notwithstanding Article 13, 3405, which is the law against marijuana that's on the books. So in this particular publication, 36-28-53, it says that notwithstanding any other law, a person is guilty of a petty offense, and then they give the different punishments for petty offense, etc. Well, the word notwithstanding any other law, they didn't put what the law was, 13-3405. So this is an omission on their part so that people won't really know what the true penalty is. And the true penalty is actually a class 6 or more felony that is mandatory prison time. So what this means is, they say, oh, you can have an ounce of cannabis, but if you have an ounce and 1 gram, then you're not protected anymore, and now you can be charged with a felony. And a lot of people don't understand that. They say, oh, it's legal up to an ounce, and if you have more than that, it's just a petty offense. No, it's not a petty offense. If you have one more plant, if you have 1 more gram of concentrate, so here we have rules and regulations that still are throwing people in prison for as much as a gram or a small amount above what they say you should have.
The petty offense they're referring to is for people under the age of 21. They're not, right? Is that correct? So if you're if you're over 21 and you have an ounce and a seed, an ounce and a gram, an ounce and whatever they consider over that limit, you could go to jail. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. It's not just for minors under 21. It's for anyone, notwithstanding 133405. If you have over what you're supposed to have, so they're pretending like that, oh, it's just going to be a petty offense if you have more than what you have, but it's not. It's actually a felony if you have more than what the state says you can have, your 1 ounce.
Why do you think they are, why would they do this? What would the purpose?
The purpose of it is to get people to vote for this law, thinking that, oh, well, if I have more than an ounce, it'll be okay. It's only a petty offense.
Oh, okay.
So we can vote for this because it's not illegal anymore. It's recreational. But yes, it is
right.
Illegal, and it's still a felony.
Mm-hmm. So
that's
basically
the, go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Okay, that's not the only objection that I have, although that is one of the main objections I have to this. This is a law that is made for the dispensaries. It's designed to give more customers to the dispensaries, and it's designed to give them the rights to control marijuana, while at the same time, it denies the right of free enterprise to the public. When these laws were first made years ago, the original purpose of the marijuana law was to give the rights to grow, to possess, and to sell marijuana to the public. And then the director and the attorney general of the state and the prosecutors misinterpreted, misrepresented the rules and started throwing people in jail for selling, possessing what they were allowed to possess, and took the rights away from the people. This new law, what a lot of the advocates say is, oh, we're giving more rights to the public. But the public is not getting any more rights. They're getting their rights stolen away from them. What happened to free enterprise? What happened to where mom and pop could grow some plants just like they grow tomatoes in their backyard and sell them and make a little money off of this? This is nothing but a grab by the dispensaries to make more money and for the state to totally control the marijuana. These new rules and regulations give the new licenses, I think there's approximately somewhere around 131 dispensaries, and I believe there's going to be something like 131 new licenses given out. You know who gets the first shot at those licenses, right?
Yeah, the dispensaries that already have other licenses.
Yeah, the dispensaries get the rights to it. And they say the reason they do this is that they want the people giving recreational marijuana to people. They want those people to be people who know the business and know what they're doing. Well, when the first marijuana licenses came out, it was not by people who knew the business and knew what they were doing. It was people that had a lot of money that could buy into this. So saying that mom and pop couldn't do this just as well is not right. So they would get all the licenses, and then they say, well, we're going to make it better so that the dispensaries can grow the medical and the recreational in the same place. and they could sell the marijuana in the same dispensary. So what they do is they have one window you go to for medical and one window you go to recreational. And you know who pays more, don't you?
The recreational.
The recreational. Yeah.
And
they
guess
will end up.
They get the same weed.
Yeah, of course.
Well, probably they get the leftovers from the medical program.
Yeah, they get the same marijuana, and they're charging you more for it. So who benefits from this? The dispensaries.
Yeah.
That's more money into their pocket, regulations designed for them, and mom and pop are getting screwed in the end here and not getting what they should have, which is the right, the free right to enterprise, the free right to smoke marijuana, to grow marijuana, to sell marijuana if they want.
Right.
And
right.
I've heard a lot of the advocates of this program saying, oh, well, we're taking it one step at a time, and, you know, progress is slow, blah, blah, blah. This has been going on for decades and decades. This is not one step forward. This is throwing a dog a bone and going one step back.
Right, throwing a dog a bad chicken bone that they shouldn't be eating either. You know, it's like, if you're going to do it right. But like I was saying, they're going to put out, in their on their little clipboard, hey, you'll be able to have a business. You can grow. You can have the amount. Blah blah blah. And by the way, they're taking an ounce and a half away from us that we already have right now.
Yeah.
You know what? I know it's and people need that. I don't. So we read the first initiative we read was a little while ago, and that initiative said 18 and over, grow anything you want, sell anything you want. And that seemed a little too lenient. I think people are going to have a hard time with that one, but I hope people read this one as well. And they would probably vote for that one over this one if they knew what was really going on there. And like you said, they're intentionally omitting things and not saying things. And when you read the initiative, unless you're going to get out the AMMA rules and statutes and refer to every single section that they're amending and adding and changing and reverting to and omitting and deleting and whatever they're doing to it, you're not really going to understand. You know, like Hans is saying, it might be a petty fence up until that ounce, but an ounce and a seed, you could have a class 6 felony, end up in jail paying tons of fines. And who would that benefit? There we go, throwing people in jail again for stupid things and wasting.
Yeah.
This town of any town in this United States, in Tucson, it's a tough town. And we need police officers and law enforcement to focus on things that they're supposed to and not this kind of,
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you 100% on that. Yeah, to have keep throwing people in jail for marijuana. And I know for a fact that the last time they wrote the rules, they twisted the rules around so much that they would throw people in jail for things that was not a crime. Like, look at Paula Huff. You know, she had her 11 plants and she went to prison. And I know of a number of people who did not break the law, but they misrepresented the law and misinterpreted the law. And then people ended up going to jail.
Mm-hmm.
The dispensaries here want to do everything. Like the rules on, as they stand right now for medical marijuana state that every single dispensary that sells marijuana, every single gram that goes out is supposed to be labeled with all of the additives. Anything that is used to grow the cannabis, the reason they do that is so the consumer will have an idea of where they want to buy their cannabis. If you have to put on your label what's on it and you put Eagle 20, we're using Eagle 20, No one's going to want to buy the cannabis from that dispensary. If it's on the label saying, well, we use only organic ingredients, then you're going to have a better option to buy something that is more safe. Well, the health department does not enforce that. I tried for over 2 years talking to the attorney general, talking to the assistant director, trying to get them to force the dispensaries to put these labels on it. Well, now they say that there's even less restrictions on it, that they just have to label it properly.
Right. Properly.
So, and they don't say what properly is.
Exactly.
And as far as testing marijuana, this last time, I don't know that the department ever tested anyone's marijuana, even though there are a number of complaints of bad stuff coming in. And now, like, say, an independent person like myself, and I would love to have a marijuana testing facility to make sure people are organic or whatever, but this is now going to be only the state can do that. Only the state can test the marijuana. And I don't trust the state as far as I could throw them for testing marijuana. And why can't I or you or any other citizen have the free enterprise to start a company and say, you know what, I want to make sure that everyone's doing this right, so I'm going to start a company and test people. Oh, no, you can't do that.
Right.
Why in the hell not?
Right. Yeah, because, and why not, if the state's going to go that far, fine. Then why not have blind third-party testing that you don't know where it's getting tested and where it's coming from? Because they're scared, because they don't want people to know what's in their cannabis, how they're growing it. I hear horror stories all the time. Someone just came back from, I'm not even going to say this, you know, I would just say it, but full of seeds. So many seeds, they couldn't even use their grinder. That's how many seeds were in it. I mean, they were going back to like 60s, 70s, where you would dump it out on the table and sift through everything so you could find your weed.
Sounds like back in the day.
Yeah, and they're selling this crap at high prices. High prices. And, you know, this is not the kind of program that people thought they were signing up for. You know, there should be transparency in this program, and it was a class 4 felony still right now for these dispensaries to not be testing. But no one's upholding them. Because, you know, minute they opened their doors, they were illegal because they weren't growing 70% of their own cannabis and they weren't getting 30% from another Arizona dispensary because they all just started. So where'd they get their weed? I mean, these programs are gearing up to cater to themselves and themselves only, and they're writing these initiatives. So you think you're getting something great, but really you're really not. And you're really in a lot more danger when you don't read and you sign up for these initiatives without reading them or even listening to what is being said. You with me?
This, I think we got a little. And read it and try to understand what it says. They have so many things in there, like in 36-28-54A, saying we shall adopt rules. They don't even tell you what it's going to be now, but we're going to adopt some more rules concerning this, and we're going to adopt more regulations. Like in section. In 36-28-53, Section G, it says that notwithstanding, and here they use this notwithstanding thing again, notwithstanding that in addition to any other penalty, you could be fined $20,000 besides maybe going to jail for a Class 6 felony. It's written so ambiguously and in such a fashion that it's hard to understand, even if you're reading it, exactly what's going on and exactly what's going to happen to you.
Right.
There's other things in here. Like it says, they use little words like marijuana cannot be used in an open space. Okay, so that doesn't sound too bad. But, you know, you cannot smoke. My backyard is an open space. So someone phones up and says, I see them smoking marijuana over there. They're in an open space. We have to hide. You have You have to hide. It's so dangerous and so terrible that you have to hide and smoke it.
They consider our backyards open space. That's what the consideration was. If we didn't, or...
Well, it's not what they consider. It's what they can twist and what they can make to be their own meaning. Just like the rule right now for medical marijuana says that you could be arrested if you sell to someone that does not have a card. And they twisted that to say you could not sell. But what it meant was you could not sell to someone. It's just what it says. You cannot sell to someone that does not have a card. Well, they twisted that around to say you could not sell. So when they say you cannot be in an open space, and you can say, well, that doesn't mean my backyard, does it? Well, if the prosecutor says, well, this is right here, open space, and you're facing a felony, you're just likely to plead to something else.
Mm-hmm.
Like the rule for possession. Right now, the rules say you can have 2.5 ounces. Okay? I had to fight the health department for months to get them to change on their website the word you can possess 2.5 ounces and obtain. The actual statute says you can obtain 2.5 ounces every 2 weeks, but they misinterpreted and said that you could possess that much. So, in other words, if you have a gram left over from 2.5 weeks, you can't possess it. So Barbara LaWall took some people to court using a public defender. So when she had a case with a public defender, she said, oh, this person had more than 2.5 ounces, and that there is a situation that's set up by the state, whereas if you're growing, you grow your 12 plants, and you have, once it dries up, if you have more than 2.5 ounces, anything extra is illegal, and they have a process that you can take the extra marijuana and give it freely to a dispensary. That was not the intent of the original. You could keep whatever you grew, but they got what they call case law because the public defender that was her employee did not challenge her when she said, oh, 2.5 ounces is the limit. She lied to the grand jury. She didn't say anything about incidental marijuana. She didn't say about you can possess, you can obtain it every 2 weeks. So people ended up going to jail for that because of a simple misinterpretation of the law. Now in this new one, it says you can keep what you grow. You can keep what you grow.
All right.
That may be well, but if you're having a public defender and now you have more than an ounce of marijuana and you say, hey, I grew this. And they say, well, nevertheless, the rules say that you can't have more than an ounce and you should have given the rest of it to a dispensary. That same old crap is going to be applied to you and say, well, we have case law to defend this. So I would like to see somebody that she sent to prison to challenge that again in a court, but I doubt if that will ever happen. But getting back to what's going on here, they've done the same thing. They say this and that, and they say it in such an ambiguous fashion that then it can be twisted later to put you in jail. And any laws against marijuana that throw you in jail for a gram or an extra plant and don't give free enterprise to mom and pop, I am just not for it. This one was written by the dispensaries for the dispensaries, and I would not vote for it. I would suggest that nobody else vote for it. This is not progress. I've heard different people on Facebook and on the internet saying, oh, but people who were in jail for an ounce of marijuana wouldn't be in jail now. Don't really throw too many people in jail for an ounce of of marijuana these days. It's pre-bargained off. Excuse me, I had a little hit of cannabis there. I don't like this law. I don't think it's a step forward. I think it's a step back. I don't think it's slowly getting where we want to go. I think it's rapidly taking away what rights we have. I've heard people say, well, vote this one in. At least we'll have an ounce of marijuana. I personally have been fighting this for too long. I know other people who have, and I can't see that this bone that they're throwing us is worth it. I would say no. Object to this. Say, no, we're not going to take this kind of crap, and we're going to wait. We'll have to just put up with the crap that we have now until we can get what we want. Because if we vote for this one, we're going to be putting shackles on ourselves for being able to get something better either now or in the future.
Right. Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's a lot, that's something that people don't understand is that, you know, once you vote this in, it's really hard to change it. And with the law that just came out saying, you know, cards are going to be good for 2 years and they have to test now, people are better off staying with the medical program and having their 2.5 ounces and waiting for something good to come out. People are just, they're antsy and they're anxious and they want it. But you don't, you know, you don't want to bite the head off a rattlesnake and still get poisoned. And you know what I mean? And that's exactly what you're doing. You think you're killing something and you're not, you're making it worse. And it's going to be a big, bad monster. And it's not going to be for the people. And it's not going to be for the mom and pop. People aren't just going to be able to open up a little coffee shop or a farmer's market and sell their wares and their products freely because the dispensary association that has written this is not going to let that happen. That's a guarantee.
Absolutely. They want to keep the price up. They want to keep the price high. And now the dispensaries have written this for the dispensaries. It's going to give them more consumers, and they can raise the price on them. Hey, we're already selling the good stuff for $300-something an ounce, and we could charge we could get more customers, and we can charge them more, and we can give them less. You can grow 12 plants now. Now they want you to grow six mm-hmm. little plants. And I can tell you now that they will do the same thing with these six plants that they're doing right now. They will restrict how you grow it. If someone sees you growing it, you could be in trouble. And I guarantee somebody is going to go to jail for their product of their six plants. Even though they say you can keep what you grow, they're going to say, yeah, well, you can only keep the legal amount. And Barbara LaWall or someone like her is going to come in and twist the laws just like they did before and say, oh, well, yeah, you can grow 12 plants, but if you get more than 2.5 ounces from those 12 plants, I discussed this with the judge in the court, and it was laughed at, like, oh, that's pretty funny that they could do that. But yeah, that's exactly what Barbara LaWall said and did, sent people to jail for growing more than 2.5 ounces and possessing more than 2.5 ounces from their crop. That's absurd.
And
so laws like this that are so ambiguous and so open to misinterpretation and misrepresentation are not good for us. I do not see how this can be good for us in any way, shape, or form. And I would encourage any of your listeners to read this with as much understanding as they can and then think about it, you know, discuss it amongst yourselves, you know, listen to this program here and what's being said about it. And do you really want this kind of shackling of the marijuana plant, or we got to just hold on to what we have and wait till we can honestly get something better.
Right. Well, that's what's scary, though, because people are anxious, like I was saying. They want something, and they're not going to read all this. Like, you know, on azmarijuana.com, they put out the 18 facts. Here are 18 facts about the initiative. These aren't all the facts. But they're summed up in such a way, you know, I mean, 21 and older would be able to possess an ounce with no more than 5 grams being concentrate. People don't understand that either. They're not going to read this full initiative, and they're not going to probably even read this, and they're just going to go vote and think that they can, you know, do whatever it is they want to do. And, you know, there's a marijuana excise tax that's going to, same as alcohol, be placed on recreational marijuana. Money would fund various state agencies and be dispersed between, it says, community college districts, police and fire, and the highway user fund. Now, they need to get in there and read what the highway user fund is and what else is in between there. So there's so much in between these 18 facts that people aren't reading, and they need to read.
This thing you just mentioned about 1 ounce and 5 grams. So
I'm going to send it right now. Yes.
Does that mean that you can have 1 ounce plus 5 grams? Or you can have 23 grams of cannabis and 5 grams of concentrate.
No, it says, now that's what, this is what this website says. Adults 21 plus would be able to possess 1 ounce of marijuana with no more than 5 grams of it being marijuana concentrate extract.
Okay, so no more than 5 grams of the ounce. So that would mean that you could have 23 grams of cannabis and 5 grams of concentrate.
Correct.
So someone might read that and go, well, I can have an ounce and 5 grams of concentrate. I would like to see their rules just worded a little bit more meaningful. That pretty much, I think, is what they're saying. But when I first read it, I thought, oh, so you can have an ounce and 5 grams.
Yeah.
But I don't think you can.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. There's a lot in this initiative that people need to read. Like I said, we're not done reading it, and we're going to continue to read it. But people don't understand that, you know, like it says right here, employers have the right to maintain a drug and alcohol free workplace. Well, that's fine, but are they considering cannabis a drug? Are they considering the metabolites in your system even when you're not using it during the day? Does that mean that they think you're impaired or quote high so they can fire you or do whatever they want? You know, there's a lot in here that people need to read, which is why we read these things on the air and you can listen to them. And which is why we really appreciate calls like this, so that we could talk about it and maybe discuss things you didn't know about or think about things you never thought about. So
you're absolutely right. There, star in 36-28-52, paragraph 6B, it says about metabolites. And it says that if you're impaired, excuse me, to the slightest degree. Now, who's going to determine what the slightest degree is?
Right.
Who makes that decision, and what is it called, the slightest degree? So they pull you
AM,
over.
What is it?
They smell marijuana. They're not using marijuana as the thing, but you tell them, yeah. You're impaired to the slightest degree. What does that mean? You looked at him funny?
Right, exactly. His eyes were red.
Oh, he's impaired to the slightest degree. I can tell he's impaired to the slightest degree. So
yep.
that's extremely ambiguous, and that's a big subject, metabolites in the body. They find
mm-hmm.
something in your body, and they say, oh, well, I haven't smoked for a week, but the metabolites in my body, and this guy said that I was impaired to the slightest degree. So now
right.
I'm in jail.
Right.
Yeah.
And that, yeah. Exactly, and that's what people need to read. This also says you'll this is one that you're not going to like here. On or before April 5th, 2021. No, not that one. Oh, the DHS may issue a marijuana establishment license, recreational marijuana dispensary, to no more than two recreational dispensaries per county that contains no medical marijuana dispensaries, or one recreational dispensary license per county that contains one medical marijuana dispensary. And then qualified early applicants, qualifications are currently undetermined, but they can apply for a recreational dispensary license. Approximately 145 licenses will be available with the DHS. Any remaining or additional licenses will be provided by random selection. See, here we go. Here we go.
Anything that's left, if there's anything that's left. Yeah.
Yeah, they're going to randomly give it to who? Guess who? Oh, other dispensaries. Gee, Wally. I mean, people need to understand that they're not getting the full language when they sign off on these little clipboards that people are running around with tie-dye shirts.
Legalize.
You can smoke all the weed you want, legalize. And it's not the case. And I'm really fed up with people that just are going to blow it for us. Like you said, they're going to vote this in. It's going to be a really bad program. If they do, I don't think they will. And now that there are two initiatives out there, they're just going to confuse people. So you're going to get some people signing for one, some people signing for another, some people not knowing what to do. You're going to have all the, you know, you're going to have a lot of people that are just stuck in their way voting no. You're going to have a lot of people that think it's a good thing for people, even if they don't know anything about it, voting yes. And it's going to be a madhouse. It's going to be a really bad show, you know?
I saw an individual standing out in front of the high-profile foot traffic area where people go to pay their fines downtown. And this person was standing out there with his clipboard, and all he would say, repeating over and over to everyone that went by him, is, "You shouldn't go to jail for a gram of marijuana. Help make it legal." And that's it. Sign my petition. And that's it. And people, "Oh, yeah, you shouldn't go to jail for a gram of marijuana." Under this statute, these statutes, if you have more than a gram, it can now, you're not protected anymore by the medical association. So the health department, so now you're non-compliant, and it is mandatory. And if they want to push it in a court and threaten you with many, many years, which is what they do, most people will take the plea bargain because it's mandatory prison time.
Well, and this initiative says even a seed is counted. So all the seeds that my friend just got in her bag, or her, you know, her purchase at an actual dispensary, one of those fell on the floor and she didn't notice because there were so many in there. And she had an ounce in that seed under the couch. Boom, gone. Like you said, the whole program thrown out for this person. They get a felony. They're going to jail. They get fines. And you know what happens when you have a felony on your record for the rest of your life? You're screwed. You're just screwed. They just...
Oh, yes.
People do not understand. They just don't get it.
No, I will not vote for this one myself. I will encourage everyone else to not vote for it. I missed the beginning of your program. Is the cannabis kid there with you?
No, he is not. And you missed it because we had technical problems again. No, he isn't here today. I he'll be back. Hopefully he's down the road.
Okay, well, Belle, I just wanted to phone in and rant and rave here a little bit and encourage your listening audience to, like what you guys say at Tumbleweeds, educate yourselves. Read these things. Talk amongst your friends and your peers and get some realistic knowledge going on in discussion about what's going on here and what's happening and what these rules and regulations really mean not just in the context of what this says and what that says, but
right.
what is its ultimate purpose and goal, and how will it affect the people? How will it affect the public? I really, really believe in free enterprise, and I've been wanting to see marijuana enter into the realm of free enterprise for decades and decades, and it's not happening. They're stealing that right away from the people, and that's what this type of a proposal does. It steals the rights away from the people. So,
and they don't know it, though. They don't know, and that's the whole problem, though, is they don't know that their rights are being, you know, stolen, because they're not reading these. They're just listening to the guy in the corner that says, hey, man, you shouldn't be in jail for a gram. Let's legalize it. Well, you shouldn't be in jail for a gram. Let's legalize it. But let's do it the right damn way so that we all don't get screwed in the process. This is going to just really hurt everybody. And I'm so glad you were on here today. And I'm so glad that you're so knowledgeable about all these different sections, because we were just about to read them.
Kudos to you guys. And I'm very proud of you and happy that I was able to come on to your program today and discuss this just a little bit, and you guys continue doing what you're doing. I'm going to sign off now and have me a smoke and calm down.
Well, thank you so much for being on here, and thank you for all you do for cannabis. Ladies and gentlemen, this wonderful man has been an advocate and a warrior for cannabis for longer than most of you guys have been alive. Thank you for risking everything. Thank you for loving this plant, for loving the planet as much as you do, and yourselves and your family, and for just doing good. Educate yourself like this man does, and you'll do well in life. So thank you for being here, and have an awesome day. Go smoke some weed.
Thank you for letting me on. We all love you here, and keep doing what you're doing, Beth.
All right. Thank you. All right, everybody. That was awesome. It's so good to have people call in and share their thoughts and opinions and their ideas. And, you know, I'm never afraid to share mine. We all know that. I want to give a big, big, giant, gargantuan shout out to the staff of Tumbleweed Health Center. Woo-hoo! Magic, they're awesome. You guys are awesome. Everybody, you need to go down there and chat with these folks, because they're amazing. They are who you see every day, 7 days a week now, for certifications and CBD sales and information and knowledge. And come on down, because we've got doctors 7 days a week too. So you can have a consultation 7 days a week and chat with the doctor. It's fantastic. You can get certified in Arizona for the following conditions: PTSD, cancer, glaucoma, AIDS, chronic pain, severe nausea, seizures, including epilepsy, HIV, hep C, ALS, Crohn's disease, agitation of Alzheimer's disease, cachexia or wasting syndrome, severe and persistent muscle spasms, including multiple sclerosis.
If you suffer from one of these medical conditions and have been diagnosed by an Arizona licensed physician, medical cannabis may help relieve your symptoms. Tumbleweeds Health Center is Arizona's premier cannabis certification, health, and education center. Our primary focus is to help the patients of Arizona obtain their medical marijuana card and educate everyone about medical cannabis. With current medical records, approval is a simple process. Contact Tumbleweeds Health Center to see if you qualify for your Arizona medical marijuana card.
Yep, give us a call, 508-338-4430. You can get to us on our website at tumbleweedshealthcenter.com. You can email thctucson@gmail.com. And just come on down, 4826 East Broadway Boulevard. We also want to give a shout out to the Growers House at 3635 East 34th Street. Go to growershouse.com. They sell everything that you need to grow anything on the entire planet. That's crazy. I need my bananas in my run. we can't lose our bananas. I'd also like to give a shout out to Canna Health Online Digital Medicine. Society, another great place for education. You don't have to go anywhere but where you are to check them out.
Tana Health is a digital magazine focused on knowledge, safe access, and advocacy, with a monthly subscription readership. It's loaded with scientific and clinical articles from various healthcare professionals, profiles of cannabis clinics offering safe access to medicines, national and local organizations open to the public, and real-life patient success stories. It's free to subscribe, so don't miss another issue of Canna Health.
That's right. You can actually go to our website, and if you go to the radio section, to our radio show right there, I added a call us live button. I think if you click that, you can actually call from your phone. It's awesome. You can listen to the show right now, and then you can listen and download past episodes. And right below that, there's a link to Canna Health Online Digital Magazine, Knowledge, Safe Access, and Advocacy, and a link to thegrowershouse.com. Check them out. You can find great information at Canna Health and Growers House. And Growers House has some groovy videos and stuff that you might want to check out. So just check them out. All right. Sorry about all the technical problems at the beginning of the show. But thank you so much for listening each every week. August 21st for the best things at the end of the show. If you're tuning in now. And checking it out. We will continue to read more of that initiative next week. We'll have Cannabis Kid back on. Silver Sister, thanks for tuning in. Come check our great, new, awesome organic tumbleweed tinctures. We have our very own line now. Yeah, right. Come check them out. We're open 7 days a week for certification, CBD sales, and education. So come down and remember the most important thing is to be smart, be safe, and educate. Have an awesome day, everyone.